The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How much are you up on the plans for the Netflix Christmas Day football games?
Loosely? Okay. I remember we awkwardly asked Ian Eagle if his son was going to do it because there was like a rumor, a report, and he was sort of like, yeah, I guess the cat's out of the bag now. So that's all I got so far.
All right, so what happened on that was about an hour before Ian Eagle joined us, yeah, there was a tweet that came out saying that Ian Eagle and Noah Eagle would call the Christmas Day games, father-son style. Now, there's two different games, so they would be both on one of the games. So, yeah, we asked him about that. It was a couple hours later, and he's like, well, it's not really official. I don't know what I'm allowed to say. But he kind of did a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Thanks, mm-hmm. guys. We'll be calling the games. But what is particularly amazing about this, in my opinion, is that Netflix announced its on-air talent, its cast, if you will,
okay.
for these two games that it's going to air on Christmas Day. I don't know how this is going to work, that they will involve all of these people, but it seems to me like they are spending all of the money on this NFL extravaganza. Listen to this cast of characters. Again, I want to reiterate, Danny, there are two football games that day.
Right.
These are the people that will be involved. Ian Eagle, Noah Eagle,
makes
calling
sense.
Play-by-play.
Uh-huh.
Greg Olsen will do color on one of the games. J.J. Watt will do color on another one of the games. Okay? So those are your broadcast teams. So you might need another sideline reporter if you want to. You need a desk probably pre and post. So you need another four or five people. I've still got 20 more people to tell you about.
20?
20.
20.
The list of people involved. Kay Adams. Now she's at FanDuel. She was at NFL Network. Nate Bargatze, the comedian.
Wait, what?
Nate Bargatze, the funny comedian. He's going to be involved in Netflix Christmas Day extravaganza for football. Oh. Nate Burleson, formerly NFL Network, now CBS News.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees. Melanie Collins, sideline reporter, I
yep.
would imagine. Stacey Dales, sideline reporter, mm-hmm. I would imagine. Jamie Erdahl, who hosts Good Morning Football on NFL Network. What role? I'm not really sure. Maybe she's at a desk, like, leading a panel of some type. Robert Griffin III, off the bench.
Oh, okay.
No longer at ESPN, kind of doing his own thing on Twitter. He will be a part of this via Netflix. Scott Hansen.
What?
The red zone guy. The guy that goes, 7 hours of commercial-free football starts now. Let's bring on the Octobox. That's Scott Hansen. He will be involved in this. Now, there's not games to bounce back and forth to or, you know, a need for red zone, but he could do other things, obviously.
I'm sure he could, yeah.
Mina Kimes of ESPN fame.
Okay.
So what they could do, by the way, because all these people have jobs with networks, they're under contract, this is a whole different thing. This is just an app. So they can, I guess, get people to freelance for them, even that have these exclusive contracts.
That's interesting. I was going to say, that you answered my next question.
I'm not done yet, by the way.
Oh.
Bert Kreischer.
What?
You know, the machine.
Well, I mean, I know who Bert Kreischer
is. Stand-up comedian, Bert Kreischer.
But why?
How could you not, like, It's so funny to me. Our guy, Kevin Sheehan, who I had a great time with at the holiday party last night. By the way, shout out to Odyssey. I thought they did a good job.
It was very nice.
Nice holiday party last evening. And it was good to catch up with guys I don't normally see like Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard Kevin talking to Denton yesterday, and Denton was saying something about Bert Kreischer. And Kevin had no idea who he was.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And he's like, you haven't seen him? He's been everywhere for like 2 years.
Like, yeah, he's part of the Joe Rogan crew, yeah.
And Kevin was like, I've never heard of that person. I don't know. It's just so funny to me that you could not know who Bert Kreischer is.
Well, but Kevin's also like sneaky up on so many things.
Yeah, yeah, pop culture
right?
guy. He's I was texting with him last night. He went and saw Gladiator 2 in theater.
Yeah, he's like, so I actually like Tom Holland's Spider-Man better than Andrew Garfield's. I saw all of them, and the villains portrayed by Jamie Foxx and the crossover. Like, he knows everything, and yet he's like, who's the machine? Who's that? He does Two Bears, One Cave.
Funny to me, right? But Bert Kreischer is involved.
But like, also, why?
Again, great question.
One comic, okay.
Devin McCourty.
Right.
Jason McCourty.
Okay.
Ian Rappaport.
What?
Rap Sheet.
Yeah, but okay.
Can you do an NFL broadcast without an insider who's pretending to give you information just in case 3 hours, you know, of there's a 3 hour window where maybe something will break. So we'll pay him a bunch of money. Laura Rutledge.
But okay.
Laura Rutledge is the host of NFL Live on ESPN. Gene Steratore.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotta have a rules expert, mm-hmm. right? Manti Te'o.
All right.
We had him on the show.
Yes, we did.
He was a 9.8 out of 10 as a guest.
He was great, I thought.
He was awesome. He's on NFL Network. They also have a documentary about him, so I'm guessing that, you know, maybe they can mention that.
Oh, sure.
I have no idea. There's some crossover there. Like him and Bert and Bargatze, those are the crossover guys, I think. Where it's like, you could check them out on Netflix now. I don't know. And then one more, Steve Wyche of NFL Network.
So it's like, every time I think, I go, okay, well, there's your studio, point guard.
Yeah, so
they have a third one. Then it's like you have backups, like just in case one set goes down.
She isn't really a host, though, really. I mean, he's more sits there like an analytical type role. So let's try to find jobs for everyone. So I'm going to assume Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt, and we'll throw Stacey Dales on their crew as a game broadcast.
Yeah.
Right? Noah Eagle.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Olson. I'm going to throw Melanie Collins as the sideline reporter on that crew.
Yep.
Okay. Now, you could do second player in each booth. You could go like, well, Devin and Jason McCourty. You cannot do an NFL broadcast right now without one of the McCourtys, by the way. That is a rule. Like, do you want to talk about the NFL? Is it, you know how there's rules?
Which like, McCourty would you like?
You can't play music for longer than 20 seconds or you get fined by the FCC. If you're talking about football for more than 30 minutes, a McCourty has to be on set. It just has to happen. I can't tell the difference between the two of them. I just know that one of them's always somewhere. I followed one of them down the steps. At Northwest Stadium after the Titans game.
Who was it? Was it Devin or Jason?
I'd imagine it was Jason, but I have no idea.
But could it have been Devin?
Could have been.
Yep.
He was on the call with Tiki Barber, and I don't remember who had the call that day. Was it Joe Davis?
That's Catalan.
Andrew Catalan?
Yeah, Catalan, and that would be Jason McCourty that's on that crew.
Devin McCourty.
So I followed Devin McCourty down the steps, it sounds like. He was just there as a fan. It was just a coincidental. But you have to have one of them. So like, we'll divvy them up between the two broadcasts. But like, who is their desk then? Is it Rutledge hosting with Breeze and Griffin?
Then what's Kay Adams doing? See what I'm saying?
Are there two desks?
I don't
desk for the first game?
I don't know.
But then Rutledge would lead one, and then Erdahl would lead the other. So then what is Kay Adams doing? Does she interview Devontae Adams? Maybe that's like a sit down, like a feat she just featured. Someone's going to have a small bit part.
Yeah, it'll be
where they just
ones.
Do like a fun thing.
I'm wondering if that's what the comics are doing. You know, where it's like we had fun player for whatever team's playing, sit down with the machine, and it takes his shirt off, and that's
see,
the joke.
I'm thinking the machine does like a the old school Caliendo on Fox or some kind of sketch.
Yeah.
Where Nate Bargatze like, does something where he's Andy Reid walking around Kansas City.
They have Nikki Glaser at the end of the Thursday night broadcast, like after everybody's tuned off.
I think that's sneaky good.
Yeah, like roast people, like make fun of everything. Like, but that's like an hour after the game's over, then she hops onto the set and does that. So I wonder if one of them's going to do that.
I know this is not the take I should have as someone who's in this business and wants people to be paid money to be in this business. And like any kind of entity spending money is a good thing. Okay.
Okay.
They're wasting so much money on these broadcasts.
Feels like it.
I mean, they are wasting so much money.
Here's what I would do if I was like, an executive.
Raise your hand if you're going to watch with or without all these people involved.
This is it.
All you have to, you could, I don't want them to, but you could just have a countdown clock to 1 o'clock when the game starts. And then at 12:59:50, Noah Eagle or Ian Eagle could welcome you into the booth. Say, here's Greg Olson. Send it down to the sideline. I just talked to Dan Quinn. His hat was backwards, and he said KJ Osborne has had a lovely first week. They expect him to get about 5 snaps. Back to you. And then the game kicks off. You could do that, and you could save millions and millions of dollars.
I'll see that and raise you this. If I'm Netflix, I'd want to prove a point. If I'm like some whippersnapper young executive, right? The new hotshot, the BJ Novak character on The Office, right? He went from attempt to running the company overnight. I would walk in, I would go, we're not going to have any of this crap. In fact, we're not even going to have people call the game. We're going to have an AI at the bottom just go, you know, first and 10, Kansas City football. And then the play happens. And then they'll say what the play was, just in closed captioning. And we'll get 50 million people to watch the thing. We're gonna run a grand experiment where everyone watches football because football's on. Mm. And everyone's going to get Netflix and do it.
That's real interesting. I mean, if you're just trying to prove that you don't need anything other than your existence to print money, I guess that would be successful. I have no interest in what you're describing. As someone who likes watching, you know, telecast, broadcast, play-by-play mean something to me, in this business, the worst thing that would possibly happen is to introduce AI to take people's jobs. So, like, everything you just said, I couldn't be more out on. But I guess if Netflix's role or goal
is the disruptor,
is to just say we could do it our own way, I guess. I mean, if that's interesting to them, you could do it worse in your own way.
I'm wondering if there's a good chance that there's probably a sideline reporter for each team, like they do on America's Game of the Week. You know how they'll have
Tom Arnold on one side.
I'm wondering if that's a possibility.
Good call. But even still, okay, there aren't really four. I mean, is Mina Kimes on a sideline?
How about every position group gets a sideline reporter?
There's enough people for
that
it.
That seems like we could do.
That could be the plan. I mean, so sideline reporters, you have Melanie Collins, Stacey Dales, possibly Laura Rutledge, who does that. She filled in for
Lisa Salters
on Monday Night Football. So that's three. I need a fourth. Is Kay Adams on a sideline? I don't think so.
I doubt it, no.
So there's not 4 sideline reporters.
Wow.
McCourty could be a sideline reporter.
The other bit that I was thinking of, because this is all the rage in sports television now, there's probably one of these folks is probably going to do the fashion bit. You know that's what they got to do. It's just something they have to do now. You have to do the fashion bit.
Actually, you don't.
What do you mean?
You don't have to do it. I'm out on it, too. But we're like somebody's going to be, I don't know, in the tunnel and talking about, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes' fit or Travis Kelce's fit coming down the tunnel or something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Maybe that's what Kay Adams is doing. Because I don't know. I feel like that's going to be a thing.
I mean, does Kay Adams even do that in life?
I have no idea.
Yeah. If that happens, I'm going to be very upset.
Be ready to be upset.
Yeah, I'm going to be very, very upset. Like, to your point, Danny, if you're Netflix, you got one chance to do this thing. I think it's just a flex where they have all of the
money. It's 100% a flex.
They have every ounce of money that you could ever want. I mean, they're launching these gigantic, basically, amusement parks now that are just going to be. Have you seen these? We talked about it on a Double Play months ago. But that are themed to their shows and their content. Where, not unlike like Universal Studios or something many years ago, where you'd go ride the rides of the movie or the show that you watched, Netflix is launching some of these amusement parks, effectively, that are going to go hand-in-hand and handcuffed to their content. Like, they have nothing but money to spend. So, really, frankly, I guess I'm happy that at a time when nobody's spending money, everyone's cutting back,
shows
are going away, We need people in this business that want to help provide content. So that's great. But it's two games. And they're hiring 22 people. It's kind of like an assembling. But it's like an assembling of the Avengers, but it's a lot of random Avengers. Like it's yeah. just like.
Well, to your point that it's a flex, that's exactly what it is. You know what I mean? This is their showcase. This is their, we don't want this to be the only time Netflix does NFL football, Mr. Goodell. We would like to be considered for all the things. Like eventually this is going to be the hub for, you know, World Cup soccer or, you know, the NFL. I think this is where the world is going. And this is their attempt to basically say, we're not nickel diming. We are going to go the exact opposite direction as everybody else because we can afford to, right? It's like, you know, you think of ESPN, it's a subsidiary of, you know, ABC, Disney, et cetera. And it's almost got to be like spun off in its own separate entity because it can't make the same amount of money that it used to. Whereas Netflix is making all of the money and killing it, to your point, right? So they're the NFL of content options. So wouldn't it make sense that it goes against the NFL?
An incredible cast being put together of just not only talent, but quantity and quality by Netflix.